Scooterville is primarily a fundraiser for Legacy. It's been organised by the Rad School Association, which our association represents people that were trained by the Air Force to look after the radios and electronics equipment. We've been going for 22 years. We did this about 7 years ago, rode across the Nullarbor, the same little bikes, and raised about $70,000 for Beyond Blue. And we thought, well, let's have another go and we'll take Legacy as our benefactor this time. So that's it.
And what sort of bikes are you riding?
They're a little 50cc moped, a little bit more powerful than a push bike, but that's about it. I think we're going to have trouble on a few of the hills coming here, but we'll get there.
And by the sound of it, you enjoyed the last one so much that you wanted to do it again.
Correct, yeah. It's now going to be an annual. It'll happen every year from now on. The idea is to try and promote different towns on the route. I've been on this track going through to Townsville, and a few of the little towns look like they could do with a bit of a G-up, so we're trying to bring along a television crew to promote us as we go and to promote the towns as we go. So that's our plan anyway.
It sounds like it's coming to fruition. What towns are on the route this year?
Well, we're leaving from Rosewood, which is just west of the RAF base at Amberley, and then we're overnighting at Kilcoy, and then Kingaroy, and then Billawheeler, Gander, then we go to Longreach, Winton, Hughenden, Charters Towers, and then down to Townsville.
And when you're in these towns, you said you'll be sort of promoting these towns and giving them a bit of a G-up. What will you be doing in each town?
Well, we're working with the councils. The councils have been excellent. They're very generous to us. They've given us their showgrounds. We'll be camping in their pavilions, and we hope to sort of come into town with the cameras and mix with the people and at the same time put the hat around, of course, and try and get a few dollars for Legacy.
And in your travels, you're pretty much out and about at the moment, I suppose, just confirming routes and everything. What sort of feedback are you getting from the communities you've been travelling with?
Excellent. I couldn't ask for more. Like the Woolies and IGA have just given us all the food we can have. Just people everywhere just want to, you know, what can we do to help? So response has been amazing.
Which is good. Are you pleasantly surprised by that response?
Well, I found that much the same a couple of years ago when I did this run. You don't get this in the city. You don't get this in Brisbane. But out here, people are just so friendly. It's just, everyone says hello. You walk up the street and everyone says hello to you. It's a nice change. Yeah.
And with Legacy being the beneficiary this year, why did you decide on Legacy?
Well, a couple of our guys, their parents were bought, were favoured by Legacy years ago, and we had a meeting and that was what we picked. So, and we're glad we did, because we're all, most of us ex-Air Force, but there are a couple of Army guys and a couple of young Navy girls coming along. So we're all sort of ADF people, and Legacy sort of fits in with us quite well.
And probably with Legacy probably being needed more than ever now, isn't it?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
Now, with the starting not that far away now, it's only a couple of months, so what else do you need to do before you hit the ground running?
You think you've got it all done, but you haven't, of course. You know, everything. I'll be back in Brisbane on the 27th of this month, and then just get a few things organised, and then we hit the road on the 3rd of September. We'll be here in Longreach 10 and 11 of September. We're not actually staying here. We're staying down at Ilfracombe. At the pavilion, the showground down there, or not showground, sports ground. And then from there it's on to Winton.
So Longreach and Winton can look forward to greeting you with open arms. And Trevor, looking forward to the trip yourself?
I am, very much so. Yeah, very much so. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We just hope everyone can come and join us.
Yeah. Looking forward to backing it up again next year.
Yes, yeah, we'll go a different way next year, pick different towns. Probably come through here again anyway, because this seems to be the hub. You can sort of spear off to anywhere from here. So, we'll let you know. Yeah.